Good morning, everybody. This is Jeremy Brunson, Interim Director here at Nebraska Medicaid within the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. Thank you so much for joining us for our provider call this morning. As you know, we've changed the cadence a little bit and started to go to every other week. So our next call that we will have is scheduled right now for June 2nd. And then you can find the schedule of the upcoming calls through the month of June posted on our website, on our providers page, on our Medicaid site at DHHS here for the state website. Thank you so much for joining. As noted and as normal, we have all lines muted, except for here at the state office building to make sure we have some clear lines of communication out to the group. But we do welcome questions at our mailbox that we monitor during the call. And that mailbox, just for a reminder, is dhhs.mltcexperience@nebraska.gov. In the event that we don't answer your question live here on the call, we will follow up in writing. So if you have a specific question, not only during the call, but anytime, you're welcome to send it over to that mailbox, whether it's related to the current COVID situation or anything else. So before we get started on updates, I just want to take a minute and thank all of our providers and stakeholders here in Nebraska. Each week, we get the opportunity to talk with providers and associations on behalf of providers. And each week, as we do that, it's very clear to us the pride in which you do your work. And we continue to be humbled by the opportunity to serve and work with you. In the last week or two, I've had some great conversations with long-term care providers, the dental community, and federally qualified health centers, and appreciate all the work that not only those providers are doing, but all of Nebraska providers. So thank you very much. So we have five provider bulletins that we've posted since the last time that we were together for a provider update. So we'll do a quick recap of some of those things that we've posted. Four of the five are specifically related to COVID. The first provider bulletin was Provider Bulletin 20-13, which in many cases, these provider bulletins, we covered a bit on our last call, but now that they're published, we'll just recap again. This one dealt with the suspension of co-pays. As noted, we talked about it on our last call, however, it had not yet posted. What we can provide updates on are that the system changes have been implemented by our managed care partners. And as of now, patients should not be showing up as needing to provide copay until the end of the COVID emergency. So if you run into any scenarios where it would indicate that there is a copay, please reach out to your managed care partner and let them know so that way they can research it for you and for our beneficiary. Second, the MCOs will continue to work with providers or patients to reimburse any copays that were previously collected after March 1st that should be returned. Each process is specific to each MCO, and you can reference our Provider Bulletin 20-13 for more information on this specific Provider Bulletin. We also published Provider Bulletin 20-14, which provided some additional detail around presumptive eligibility. This is really published to communicate that we have received approval from our federal partner, CMS, to expand the eligibility or their ability for determinations to be made for presumptive eligibility for those providers that previously were eligible to do presumptive women eligibility determinations, presumptive eligibility determinations, and now we're able to do them for additional populations within Nebraska Medicaid to include our parent caretaker relatives, children up to the age of 19 years old, former foster care, individuals and women in treatment for breast and cervical cancer. There is no additional application required for those providers that were previously eligible to do presumptive eligibility determinations. However, we do have training posted, and we do recommend providers that are doing those determinations to read through the training material. Details and a link to that training material can be found in the provider bulletin 20-14. Also wanted to follow up and provide an update on provider bulletin 20-15, which was a provider bulletin regarding CMP funds, which can be used and requested by nursing facilities to help provide communication technology assistance for residents. CMS does have specific requirements on what technology can be reimbursed. There is an application process whereby nursing facilities need to submit an application to the Division of Medicaid and Long-Term Care. Instructions on how to submit the application and where to submit it is included in Provider Bulletin 20-15. I do want to note that there is a limited amount of funds that the state can use as a proportion of the total amount in the CMP funds. Therefore, applications may not be fully funded to the requested amount. We have created a priority funding date in order to try to process funds and get dollars out the door and to facilities. We are asking that facilities provide their application by the end of day, Tuesday, May 26th, to ensure that the facility is being considered for funding. And so please refer to that provider bulletin. We also have an announcement on our webpage around that date. Nebraska will provide approval letters and the process for which providers will be reimbursed after they purchase the equipment. Additionally, we did have another provider bulletin post actually yesterday, provider bulletin 20-17, specific to personal assistance services. During the COVID emergency, it may be obviously difficult for some past providers to obtain the signature of the person receiving the services. And for the duration of the declared COVID emergency, allowances are going to be made. Providers should continue to work with patients to attain the signature, such as using alternative methods like hands-off delivery options, staying 6 feet apart, or mailing the paperwork to the participant. However, if you cannot obtain a signature, there is a process to document on the claim form the attempts that were made to obtain the signature, and please include the past participant's phone number on the form in those cases. If there's a scenario where there's a second signature validation required, the provider must still make arrangements to obtain the signature, and we would obviously recommend the hands-off or mailing option in those scenarios. Again, more information on that provider bulletin can be found on our website under Provider Bulletin 20-17. So that's an update regarding the provider bulletins that have been posted since our last meeting. We have some additional information that we continually want to just provide as general reminders for our providers and our stakeholder community. The first one is just a reminder that providers that are in need of PPE supplies can follow the process established by our sister division, the Department of Public Health. There's a form in which providers can make requests for PPE assistance. That form is located at https://form.jotform.com/Nebraska DHHS/PPE request form. If anybody needs that, I know that's a lot of URL. If anybody needs that, feel free to email our provider experience mailbox and we can send that link to you. Also, if you just Google PPE request Nebraska DHHS, it's one of the first returns in that search. We also wanted to provide the stakeholder community and providers an update on a request that Nebraska and states received from our partners at CMS. The request was in regards to aggregate provider payments that have been paid to providers that participate in Nebraska Medicaid over the last two calendar years, so calendar year 18 and calendar year 19. And the intent of the request was for our federal partners to get data from state Medicaid programs for the potential use to determine provider relief payments through the CARES Act. So Nebraska, as an update, did submit our file on May 8th. We were notified by our federal partners that on May 14th, it cleared all of the data quality and validation steps. And our understanding was that files were being then transferred from CMS to HRSA on Monday, May 18th. So that's as much information we have at this point in time. We, similar to last call, we don't have any specific information regarding the potential pool or amount of money that will be utilized for provider relief fundings for Medicaid providers or on the schedule, but we will keep you informed as we learn more. Additionally, we continue to work with our federal partners around submission of additional requests, a second round of emergency state plan amendments, and a second 1135 waiver, all of which items we touched base on last call. We continue to work with CMS and follow up on any questions that they have, and we'll post any approval letters along with the documents on our website. Those are the primary updates that we have from the last call relative to COVID. The state does continue to evaluate and monitor and make decisions as needed. Continue to reach out and provide us your feedback or questions as they come available. We also wanted to take a moment while we have providers on the phone to share a couple other pieces of information. So first, we did have a provider bulletin that posted in the last few weeks that was not specifically related to COVID. And I thought we would highlight it on this call today. This provider bulletin is Provider Bulletin 20-16, and it's in regard to opioid daily dose limits. It's the continuation really of a process over the last few years of decreasing the daily milligram morphine equivalents, or MME, to support the Nationwide Opioid Medication Management and CMS Support Act. So Medicaid in Nebraska is continuing the stepwise decrease of the maximum daily allowed MME. And we communicated through this provider bulletin that effective June 1st, 2020, the daily dose will change to 150 milligram daily morphine equivalents. And then the provider bulletin also lays out a schedule for future reductions planned at this time. We wanted to take a moment particularly to thank all the providers to working to provide great clinical care to those in need while working to decrease opioid utilization when appropriate. We would like to highlight that the daily limits do not apply to members who are receiving hospice, palliative care, or treatment for cancer. Additionally, I wanted to share on this call, we'll be releasing a press release from the division. Very excited to announce that we have a new medical director that's joining the Division of Medicaid and Long-Term Care. Our medical director brings a lot of talent and experience with her as a physician, an educator, an administrator. Also will come to the state with experience working with health plans and health insurance carriers. So we're super excited about that. Stay tuned. We'll be posting some updates on our website and a press release coming soon with our start date in June. So those are the primary updates that we had for our providers today. We're going to go ahead and put the phone on mute for a second and see if we have any questions in our mailbox. It looks like we've just had one email come into the mailbox, specifically with a question around billing and whether or not to use what to use for the place of service. Obviously, we recommend using the GT modifier as noted. And we'll actually follow up directly with this provider to make sure that we answer their question in totality. So given that we do not have any questions beyond that one that we received in the mailbox, we'll go ahead and close the call a little bit early. But I did want to, again, thank you for joining us today. And we wanted to share our appreciation for the work that you're doing. And I would be remiss if I didn't also take this opportunity to thank the teammates here at the State of Nebraska who've been incredibly helpful, sacrificing often on their own personal accord to help with various aspects from the state's perspective of being responsive to the COVID situation. So thank you to our state teammates and our providers and our stakeholders. We wish you the best, and we look forward to speaking with you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.